Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. Another awesome day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber CEO. And of course, we have a very special guest on the show. Kim, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fabulous. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're very excited to have you on the show. And of course, thank you very much for being here. I know you have a lot of things to do. Really appreciate the time. Now, to start things off, to let you know, we have a lot of listeners who are business owners just like yourself. So I need your help here real quick. Can you tell us something about yourself and what you do, Kim?
Sure. I am the owner and lead agent on The Right Group, which is a real estate group in Richmond, Virginia, okay, with Keller Williams.
Gotcha. So how long have you been in real estate though?
So I've been in real estate now 9 years and started growing my team about 4 years ago.
So a lot of experience for you right there in the real estate world. How about working with someone virtual though, just like what you're doing with your cyber backers? Is this a first for you?
Yes, absolutely. So I'd heard about virtual, and I think at one of our family reunions with Keller Williams, we had the owner of CyberBackers, yes, who is a KW agent, was kind of speaking about it. And I thought, you know what, this is kind of just what we need. We had been actually been trying to hire stateside, ooh, for like a year and just couldn't find the right fit, and thought, well, let's give this a try.
There we go. And now, how long have you been partnered with your CyberBackers then, Kim?
Maybe 2.5 years. One of them just celebrated a year. So Sandy just celebrated her year anniversary today. And then the other CyberBacker, I think we'd almost had for maybe a year before Sandy, Mal. So almost 2 years, I think.
Gosh, almost 2 years. Partnership with CyberBacker. So how was the transition phase for you though? Being it your first time working with people who are virtual, was it a big change for you personally?
I mean, anytime you bring new people onto your team, right, that's always going to be kind of like,
oh yeah,
there's kind of getting to know people and fitting them in. And we, from the start, we're a very close team. We have a great culture, and we really wanted our CyberBacker to feel like they were part of our team. That was really important to us. And like, how do you do that when someone's long distance? You know, we can see each other and we can chat. And so we've put so many things in place to make them feel part of the team. But there was a transition. But honestly, there's a transition for us when anyone joins our team, you know, assessing their talents and their skills and figuring out like what's going to be the, you know, the best way to work with them. And but it's been great. They're 100% team members like everyone else.
This is great to hear that you're having a great experience with your CyberBackers, of course. So talk to me more about it. What's it like working with them every day? Let's say the communication, things like that, what a normal day looks like between you and your CyberBackers.
Yeah, absolutely. So Mao on our team is our transaction coordinator, and she is also amazing with spreadsheets. So like, we've kind of found these different talents that they have as we've worked, you know, with them, obviously. And then kind of we're like pushing on those talents. So anytime we bring a new system, and she probably wants to strangle me right now, because since she's been with us, we've used three different systems. We went from Brivity to Command, and now we're implementing Sisu. And so she has always been the key person to kind of move us into that system. And so that's one of her main roles. I actually have a director of operations who speaks with her every morning. So we have like a team stand up where everyone's on the call. And then we have an ops call where both Sandy and Mao are talking to our director of operations, but they're also on our stand up call. So they're seeing all of us every day. And it's that just report in of like, hey, how, you know, what's the best thing that happened to you yesterday? Like, what are you working on today? Then they also join our team meetings every week. And then we have different calls. Like, we have a listing call. So Sandy is on the listing calls with us every week, where we're going over listings. We represent two builders in town. So we do a good amount of listings. Like right now, I think we have like 70 active listings for that builder. So we manage, probably, I think by the end of the year, we'll have managed about 150 listings. So she's in charge of those listings plus then our team listings. So she has a listing manager that she works really closely with, and they talk every day. So I talk to Sandy at the listing meetings. I see her at the the team stand-ups, and then we have a team meeting. So we have a lot of interaction. And we found that when we do our team meetings, everything's on Zoom, even though we're all meeting in person. Mm-hmm. This would be the best tip I could give, is that when you're having an in-person meeting, we have everyone have their computer and everyone's on Zoom. So they're, you know, it's not just like one person on, mm-hmm. but every person's face is on there. And so even though we're talking in the room, they can see all of us, and they're still part of that. So that's how we do all of our meetings now. It's very effective.
I think that's a very good suggestion, right? That makes your cyberbackers feel that they're part of something, that they can see everyone as well in the meeting, right?
Yes. Yeah. And like, so this is another great thing. Like we just redid all of our team photos, right? So realtors were so bad at like having a photo from like 20 years ago. So we try to keep ours updated, and we just did new photos this week, and it was a huge team event. And we sent both of our cyberbackers to hair and makeup and photographers in the Philippines, right? So they had to go find their own people, get their pictures, and then we're having them photoshopped in, fingers crossed, into our team photo. And they're super excited about it. And it was like a fun day for them to go do that while we were doing it here in the States. So it's like just little things like that, that you just make people feel part of what you're doing.
I think that's a huge step right there, just making them feel that they really are a part of something. Imagine even if you're working thousands of miles away from each other, they're still a part of the photo. They're still right there, right? Even if they're physically not there.
Oh, yeah. And they've already told us too, because they're like, we're only like 5 feet tall. Can you make us like 5'5" in photo? We're like, absolutely. We're putting you on the back step.
Gosh, the way you talk about your cyberbacks and the partnership that you've created seems like you've been working for more than 2 years. I just feel it. I'm just trying to see, because this bond between you and your cybers is really, really strong. The way you talk about them, the way you describe the partnership. Now, I'm quite curious about that. How did you make it this successful between you and your cyberbackers? Any other tips that you can share with our listeners about that?
Yeah. So we think it just stems from how we grow our team. So on my team, obviously everyone has their skills and talents, and everyone has a job description of, you know, what they need to do. And I feel like if that's all you focus on as a leader, you know, that's all you grow. And so on our team, we're really focused on how do we grow people? Like, how do we grow them into something new? What excites them about what we're doing? Like, what skills do they want to learn? How do they want to see themselves growing? And so it allows, so we really have that same kind of mentality with them, which is, hey, you're really good at this. This is what your core job is going to be. We're going to teach you how to do this and support you. But like, as we're going, like, tell us if you see something or you hear something that interests you and you want to pursue that more, you know, we want to teach them how to do that and see them grow in that way. And it's so interesting. I just got off their review calls just right before I got on with you. We do a once a month review with their, I guess they're kind of like head backer, mm-hmm. or I get all the names wrong. Somebody at Cyberbackers that supports them. And the one thing that we were really like, one of the big conversations was mm-hmm. that when Sandy first started, she was kind of wanted to do everything so perfectly, which I so appreciate, right? It's that perfectionism. And I think that's a Filipino like trait.
Yeah,
I think I'm learning more about the culture, right? Is that this kind of this sense of perfectionism, which is, as a business owner, you want people to bring their best. So it's such a positive thing. But one of the negative sides of it for her was that when she made a big mistake when she first started, she like wanted to quit and didn't want to talk to any of us about it. She was so upset. And to see her now grow a year later into where if she makes a mistake, she comes to us and she goes, hey, I think I made this mistake. Like, what can we do to fix it? And we're like, ooh, what can we do to fix it? And how do we move forward? How do we put a new process in place so it doesn't happen again? And right, that's just owning a business, right? Mistakes sure. happen. And so to see that personal growth in her and her not feel bad about herself, but just be vulnerable enough to say, hey, I made this mistake. How can we fix it? What do we need to do? And watching her grow that way is like, that's what I think what builds, you know, like raving teammates, people that just don't want to leave you, that want to stay forever and work for you because you're helping them to grow, not just in their skill set, but like as an individual. So that's huge for me as a leader, like to do that. Like I'm like a little bit blushing and like excited right now talking about it, because that's what really makes my business worth doing. You know, it was like changing these women's lives. And we happen to be a team of all women, but you know, it could go men the same, right? Like everybody sure. wants to grow and feel appreciated and feel like that they're contributing And so I think it's just finding ways outside, not only in the job description you give them, but in other ways, how can you grow them? And how can they feel part of it?
Right. There's a very good example of how to become a very strong leader. I mean, for all of the members of the team, especially for your cyberbackers. Again, imagine just a year for Sandy, just a lot of growth right there. And imagine what you guys can do, let's say, for another year or two more years together. Right. That's the exciting part, I think.
Oh, I totally. It gives me the goosebumps.
Same here. So, again, you've been working with both cyberbackers for a while now. So one last question. What's been the biggest impact or what's been the biggest benefit of working with your cyberbackers so far?
I mean, beyond the fact that they do great work, right? They contribute a lot. Having two full-time admin, it's a lot of work that they do, right? They manage our database 100%. One of them is a transaction coordinator. One of them is our listing manager. So it's a lot of work day to day that we couldn't do on our end. But I think more importantly too, that like I've come to really appreciate the cultural differences and kind of the different ways of communicating, because that's like my clients are all different too, right? There's always good lessons to be learned. And I just think that there is the kindness and the hardworking that they bring to the table. I so appreciate that. And I don't know if we would have gotten that had we hired stateside. I just think there's a different, I don't know. I'm learning too, right? It's only been 2 years, but I'm learning the Filipino culture. And it's just a really beautiful thing to have that part of my business now. Honestly, that's a huge benefit.
Gosh, absolutely true. And the exciting part is it's only been 2 years you've been working with cyberbacker. Imagine what you guys can do again the next 2 years or three more years, right? That's the exciting part. Now, I forgot to tell you, by the way, Kim, that both cyberbackers are going to be able to listen and watch this once we have this online. So would you want to give them a quick shout out before we end today?
Yeah, Mao and Sandy, we love you so much on our team. We so appreciate you. And I'm super excited about perhaps one day. We've been talking about trying to get them into the States to kind of come for an event. And so we're hoping at some point we kind of all get to meet, but just so appreciate the hard work you all do for us.
There we go. Now, we are looking forward to, of course, seeing the continued success and growth of this partnership. And again, Kim, thank you very much for giving us your time here today. I had fun talking to you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our Daily Dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how Cyberbacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website www.cyberbacker.com and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.